Today, we celebrate a fresh new beginning. Take a deep breath, gals, because everything is sparkling and new. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset and trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I'm so excited to be here. I know I say that all the time. Well, I guess I just am always excited to be here. But today is special. It is special. It is the 1st of December. Anyone who knows me, the gals deeper in snippet land, my clients and others, know that I love, love, love new beginnings. Love new beginnings. December 1 is a new beginning. It's the beginning of a new month. I love the beginning of new years. I love Mondays. Gals, I love mornings. Now, before we go any further, because we are going to talk about new beginnings, and I just marked off several examples, but let's not get too carried away. Let's remember that no matter what's happening in your life, we can always start over or start fresh at any given moment. Indeed, the present moment is really the only moment we ever have. And so whether it's December 1st or the middle of nothing, there's always an opportunity to start fresh. Our subconscious minds automatically react to signals. So the first of a month, the first of a year, the first thing in the morning, the beginning of the week, we do recognize these and we can take advantage of that. And that's what we're going to start doing moving forward in Snippetland starting today. We are opening up a new series in Snippetland called This Month in Snippetland. This month in Snippetland, and we're starting today with December, and each month we're going to have a theme. Each month will be a theme that we can work on together to make sure nobody is surface dwelling. So we're not just surface talking about things, but actually digging into concepts. I'm going to help you to put into action the things that we're talking about during that month. And I have a theme for December, and it is, yes, my dears, very much tied to all that goes along with December. Now look, on Friday was Black Friday, and the day before that was American Thanksgiving. This is a signal, right? This is the beginning. Whether you're American or not, this is really when the season starts. It's a huge family celebration on Thanksgiving, both in Canada and the United States. And the very next day, it's the beginning of the shopping frenzy, isn't it? It's kind of funny, isn't it? We talk about being grateful one day and then we go out the next day and try to get all the things we don't have. Okay, well, whatever. Who am I to judge? Okay, so the new series is This Month in Snippetland, and the themes will be varied depending on what's happening, depending on the time of year. But of course, all of them will be tied to our sobriety journey, mostly focusing on mindset and our levels of consciousness and how we approach our lives. Of course, here in Snippetland, you get strategy as well, how to handle triggers, how to calm the nervous system. But for the most part, we are focused here on our consciousness, our thought process, our mindset. And so the themes really will be tied to that. I know you're dying to know what December's theme is, and I'm very excited about it because, gals, here's what I've been hearing in the last half of November. So in the last couple of weeks, I'm listening and I'm hearing you, and I saw the theme just came out in a neon sign, what we needed to be doing in December. Here's what I've been hearing. It's going to be a hard month. It's a hard season, but I'll stay strong. I'll power through. If I'm really careful, I'll make it through. This is going to be a struggle. I know it's going to be hard, but I'm going to do my best. I hear a lot of women gearing up to try their best. And oh my God, that's amazing. I'm not criticizing that. That's for sure. But when we say it's going to be hard, but I'll do my best, what are we doing? We're setting up an expectation that it's going to be hard. And so the theme for the month of December is choose your lens. Choose your lens. What do I mean by that? Gals, we get to decide the lens through which we see the world. And our lens is our mindset, our thoughts, our emotions, our past. We have a lens that we look through, but we don't often choose it. We just go on autopilot and approach the world the same way all the time, over and over. But if we stop and think about it, we can choose the lens through which we want to see the world. So we can take this theme and we can say to ourselves, is this holiday season going to be a challenge or an opportunity? Is this holiday season going to be difficult or a chance for me to step up and show myself what's possible? It's all in how we look at it, right? This isn't rocket science. We know that. It's all in how you look at things. And so the month of December is about choosing your lens. We're going to talk about it more on Wednesday because, as a matter of fact, on Wednesday, we are doing the third agreement in Don Miguel Ruiz's beautiful little book, The Four Agreements, because I pushed that ahead to Wednesday so we could do the theme today. I wanted to be here with you on the 1st of December talking about the theme. But on Wednesday, it'll also will tie into the theme of choosing your lens, and also Friday and moving forward. One of the things I talk a lot about here in Snippet Land, especially this is for those of you who might be new, is I talk about surface dwelling, which is a phrase that I made up as far as I know. I don't recall seeing it anywhere. And it simply means that we just gather information and never practice. It's all about theory as opposed to practice. So we're living on the surface of things. We're always reading new books or here listening to more podcasts or listening to more books or more stuff off social media. You know, we live in this information overload time, right? And so we're constantly bombarding ourselves with information and it all just flows in one ear, out the other. We get maybe a little emotional hit from it here and there, but we don't let it change our lives. Why? Because we're surface dwelling. We're not saying, hold on, stop. That's a really interesting idea. I wonder what would happen if I practiced that idea in my life instead of just going, oh, that's cool. What's next? Bring on the next thing. That's what we do. Hey, I'm not judging. Hello, I'm here too, right? Hey, no judgment here. I'm far from perfect. But we can start living with intention. We can decide not to surface dwell. And that's what these themes are going to be about. That is what this month in Snippet Land as a series is about. It's about choosing an aspect of our journey and focusing on it throughout the month and really trying to get it ingrained into our lives and feel some of the results of that practice. So this month is all about choosing your lens. And let's start today by looking at the holiday season ahead. Whatever you're feeling about it, and I know there's a lot of stress, family, all of those dynamics that come into the holidays, especially around alcohol. If you're struggling with alcohol or you're newly sober, you're going to struggle, aren't you? It's everywhere. People show up the door. What do they bring? Wine, cases of beer. They bring it. They bring the booze. There it is, right? And we see others drinking too much and we blah, blah, blah. The whole thing. I get it. I get it, gals. I totally get it, okay? But if we approach it with intention and self-awareness, we can come into it choosing to look at it differently. We can choose a different lens and we can say, all right, hold on. I know what's going to happen when Uncle Joe shows up. I know what's going to happen when this, I know what the party's going to be like. I've been there before. I can walk in having spent some time settling my nervous system because I know how, because I have Becca's breathing guide and nervous system guide. And I can decide in advance that I'm not going to react to my mother-in-law the way I have in the past. I'm going to use the pause, you know, right? I'm going to take a moment before I react, whatever it is. You have your own stories, but if you choose your lens, you can look ahead to this month, and instead of saying, this is challenging, you can say, this is an opportunity for me to show up for myself. This is an opportunity for growth, because everything is an opportunity for growth if we look at it through that lens. Life, no matter how difficult, and life is difficult, crap's always coming down the pike. There's never this moment where suddenly everything is just all peaches and cream. Life will constantly be putting things in our path. And my dears, they're always put there to help us grow and learn. That's what we call here in Snippet Land radical responsibility. It's what we call seeing life as happening for us instead of to us. And when we choose our lens, we are taking control. We're taking the reins and we're saying, hold on a minute. I'm going to look at everything that's coming towards me in the month of December as opportunity instead of challenge. And the way you can start that here, now, today, December 1st, with me and with the other gals here in Snippet Land, is pull out your journal, grab your pen. If you're driving, obviously, you're going to do this when you get home. And write in your journal, I choose my lens. I choose my lens. December 2025, I choose my lens. And then I want you to take a nice deep breath, and I want you to whisper, I choose my lens. And we're going to do that together right now, gals. So we're going to take that nice deep belly breath, the one that settles the nervous system, the one that stimulates the vagus nerve and instantly helps us decompress. It's in through the nose, nice and slow. As you're inhaling, push the belly out, open up the bottom of the lungs. Come on, gals, you in the back. Come on, breathing, all of us, all together now, in through the nose, nice and slow and steady. Pause at the top for a heartbeat, then drop that mouth open and a nice audible sigh on the exhale. Beautiful. When you do that, you're settling the nervous system. So I want you to write in your journal, I choose my lens, December 2025. Take a nice deep breath, preferably three. Put your hand on your heart and whisper, I choose my lens. So let's do that one more time together. In through the nose. Exhaling. Whispering. I choose my lens. I choose my lens. I choose my lens. Gals, you just gave yourself permission to have this holiday season be whatever you choose for it to be. Hard, difficult, or an opportunity for growth. And that's really the only two choices we have in anything we approach in life, isn't it? This could suck. I know it's going to happen. I just know it's going to be hard. Or we can simply say, I'm ready. I choose. And I choose to grow through whatever comes towards me, because nothing comes to us, gals, by accident. Everything that comes to you is coming for a reason. And if you try to avoid it, now I'm getting off a little bit on what could be a whole nother snippet, but let's finish the thought. If you choose to avoid what comes towards you, guess what will happen? You'll have to go through it again. It might look slightly different, the same story, different version. This is what happens when, instead of growing, we drink. We drink and we therefore don't grow. And the challenges that are put in front of us keep coming back, because instead of growing through them and choosing our lens, we open another bottle and avoid the whole situation. But the problem is, it doesn't go away. You will have to keep facing the same situations over and over until you face them instead of avoiding them. So this month, December, we are choosing our lens, and we're starting today by deciding that this holiday season is not difficult. It's just another opportunity to grow. And you're up for that. I know you are. Now, I know you, and I know you're up for a challenge, but sometimes we need extra help. And that's why I'm so excited to share with you. I've created something completely different, something I've never done before. We're trying something new here in Snippetland, and it's called the December Still Point. This is a simple 2-week support circle to help you feel grounded and steady through the holiday season. Now, hear me, gals, this is not a sobriety challenge. This is not something that's going to require you to take up difficult challenges this holiday season, but I will help you keep that nervous system regulated, keep yourself grounded to make this season as smooth as possible, whether you're putting your sobriety off until the new year or you're new in sobriety, wherever you're at in your journey. This circle is not about quitting or changing anything. It's about moving through the holiday season with grace and by choosing your lens. That's just it, right? 2 weeks of support to help you choose your lens and be reminded of how you want to move through this season with dignity and grace. If you'd like to learn more, there's a link in the show notes. Or if you want to ask me some questions, go ahead and email me directly at Becca@BeccaJacobson.com. And I'll send you all the details. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.